This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever.
John McNamara joins us on the Great Midwest Bank
Hotline.
I'm done
with you.
Johnny Mack, it's been a busy day for you today. We appreciate the time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So, first
of all, sounds pretty excited, doesn't he?
He sounds ready to rock and roll, that's for sure. John, where are we hearing you from today? I know you're always usually going to be at least somebody's signing day for a day like today.
Yeah, you know, I was probably going to get out to the Waukesha area for those guys. There's a lot of guys in that area who are signing some good talent from inside the state. We got one of our writers out in Stoughton right now covering Jack Nelson's ceremony. You know, there used to be a bigger production when the signing day was in February in Madison where, you know, Paul Chris spoke and some of the, you know, other coaches spoke to, and even some of the early enrollees as well. But since it's been bumped up to December, it's not as big a deal in Madison. So right now I'm kind of bunkered down in my basement. That's where I've been for quite a bit of time today, since about 4 in the morning. So, yeah, it's been a busy day, but it's always pretty exciting.
What does it seem like the Badgers focus on in this recruiting class?
Definitely starts with the offensive line. You know, they took 5 scholarship guys, and, you know, they even got 2 walk-ons who turned down, you know, a boatload of scholarships to join Wisconsin as well. You talked about, you know, it starts at the top with Trey Wettig, the kid from Kettle Moraine, you know, Rivals 100 kid. It's going to play in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl. Jack Nelson, 4-star kid, going to play in the same All-Star game as well. They went into Illinois and got Dylan Barrett, one of the better linemen from that state. Then Ben Barton, a kid from Stratford, you know, his team made it to the state finals at Camp Randall Stadium this year. And then Tanner Bordellini is the, I guess, the lowest ranked kid of the group, but you know, his recruitment picked up. You know, he had an offer from Iowa, offer from Miami, which is kind of unique for a kid from Wisconsin. Ended up committing to the Badgers though. So a really strong offensive line class, which I thought was the biggest position in need. But you know, if you look at the other side of the ball, inside and outside linebacker were 2 positions that they had to address. They got 3 in each spot. And if you look at the outside, Caden Johnson, the kid who committed this morning and signed, a big 4-star kid out of Minnesota. And then Nick Herbig all the way out in Hawaii, another 4-star kid at outside linebacker. So, you know, that 1-2 punch of Caden Johnson and Nick Herbig is awfully impressive for this group.
Go ahead, sir.
No, when you look at the Badgers right now, and who would be the top recruit, the top 2 or 3 recruits in that class?
Well, if you look at the highest rated guys, Trey Wettig, he's, like I said, a Rivals 100 kid, committed to Wisconsin pretty early. Essentially, he picked Wisconsin over Notre Dame, but he had a boatload of offers. Even after he committed, you know, Georgia came in with an offer, Tennessee came in with an offer, USC, I believe, came in with an offer as well. So, you know, 6'8", over 300 pounds, but athletic kid who's 6'8" and over 300 pounds.
Let me stop you there. Is he a day one starter, or is this a red shirt?
No. I mean, if you look back at Wisconsin's offensive line,
red shirt.
You know, they redshirt guys at that position. You know, I can't think of the last true freshman, maybe Travis Frederick, to start a game for Wisconsin as a true freshman. So, you know, even as talented of guys as they brought in, like a Logan Brown in the 2019 class, even a guy like him redshirted. So, you know, Jack Nelson, he's going to enroll early, but again, he's probably another guy because of the depth that they have there that will redshirt.
Well, and just watching that kid's tape, John, obviously I gravitate towards the big dudes, but I see that Jack Nelson kid, and I see a kid that's going to have potential to play at the next level. I mean, he is just a technician and just brute strength at that offensive line spot. They got some big dudes, but also some in-state kids, not only just on the offensive line, as they go wide receiver in-state as well, too.
Right. Really like Chimere Dike. I think he's all-conference in 4 sports. And, you know, that's really something that the staff pays attention to, these multi-sport athletes. You know, I had a chance to see him a few times the last 2 years. You know, he does a little bit of everything for Waukesha North. You know, played running back, played receiver, played safety, helps in the return game. And what was interesting about that is when Joe Rudolph talked today, he's listed as an athlete which, you know, is a little bit different because we thought he would be pegged as a receiver. He could certainly wind up there, but I think it shows his versatility as a guy that they could use all over the field. So I'm really high in that kid. I think he's the best receiver to come out of the state since Nick Toon.
Oh, my goodness. That's mm-hmm. that's pretty good. Well, let me ask you this. I know everything is still a fluid situation, but where do you think this class ranked in the Big Ten?
Yeah, you know, the pieces are still kind of in motion right now. Some guys are still deciding. You know, right now we have them as number 31 class in the nation. If you look at the Big Ten, they're kind of in that lower half, though. You know, and I know that disappoints fans and people get upset about the rankings, but this is coming off a really strong 2019 class, and you're pairing it with a really strong 2020 class. I think these back-to-back classes are going to be pretty special for Wisconsin. And, you know, even to go beyond that, they have seven kids already committed in 2021, which is turning out to be a really strong group as well. So I would say in general, recruiting is on the uptick. I think they're recruiting, you know, more highly ranked guys. You know, they're getting into the houses with some of the bigger programs in the country. And I definitely think recruiting is very healthy right now for Wisconsin, despite the fact that, you know, they might not be ranked as highly as some fans anticipate they would in the Big Ten.
I know a couple years ago they put an emphasis on speed, I believe it was. What do they look like at the cornerback position in this group?
Well, they really hit the cornerback hard in the last two recruiting classes, which is 18 and 19. So this year they actually only are going to sign one scholarship defensive back, and that's a kid by the name of Max Lofi. He's from Colorado. You know, a kid that was kind of an athlete in high school for the first 3 years of his high school career. Jim Leonard got word of him. He's kind of got a state connection with his parents are from the state. They went out there this summer, evaluated him, offered him, got him on campus. And then obviously he signed today. You know, he's a longer cornerback, which I think it's going to help to add some size there. But, you know, there's a lot of guys ahead of him at cornerback just because it's been such a point of emphasis in the last two recruiting classes.
How big of a guy was this Caden Johnson signing that they had earlier today?
Huge. I mean, just huge because he was a guy that, you know, they were in very early on. They got him on campus in the summer for his official visit. You know, he was looking at Nebraska. LSU was sniffing around. You know, obviously Minnesota offered. But, you know, that kind of the crown jewel on signing day was really big for the Badgers. And at a really big position of need and at kind of a glamour position for Wisconsin now, that outside linebacker position. Ever since they switched from a 4-3 to a 3-4, they've had a really good tradition of those outside linebackers, and that certainly helps. And a guy like Nick Herbig, Caden Johnson, you think that tradition is going to continue on at Wisconsin.
Ron John McNamara, goodness gracious, of the Rivals Network, here with us on the Wendy's Big Show for just a couple more minutes on the beginning of the national signing period for the Wisconsin Badgers. John, what was your assessment of the season Paul Chris and the Badgers put together this year, ending up in the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, you know, for me, the Rose Bowl never loses its luster.
Yeah.
You know, anytime a season ends with the Rose Bowl, that's a successful year. You know, obviously they had a blip on the radar against Illinois. I think Ohio State's the best team in college football. I think you like the way that they came out in the Big Ten title game, you know, for that first half, and they kind of went toe-to-toe with them. You know, they emptied out the playbook. I thought they played really well, but again, Ohio State's just more talented. You saw that in the first game, and you saw it in the second game. And I think Ohio State's going to win the national title this year. I think they're that good on both sides of the ball. So, you know, overall, I think it was an excellent season. I think when I came on the show in the summer, you know, I talked about maybe 8 wins, maybe 9 wins. We talked about how difficult the schedule was going to be. And then, you know, to go and be playing in the Rose Bowl, I think it's been an excellent season for Paul Chryst. You saw some really good things on both sides of the ball, starting with Jack Cohn. I think he outperformed just about everyone's expectations, even though there's going to be a pocket of fans out there that mm-hmm. still clamor for Graham Mertz, and that's okay. But I thought he had a terrific season. You know, they had to replace a lot of guys in the defensive side of the ball, and they were able to do that for the most part. You saw a guy like Jonathan Taylor, Tyler Biadasz, you know, Zach Bond; those are all Americans. So they have a chance to end on a really high note against a pretty good Oregon team. And again, like I said, anytime you go out to Pasadena, it just signals that you had a really good year, and that's, for me at least, never going to lose its luster.
They had a great cap on it, that's for sure, John. And to the point that you made about Jack Cohn, I think he's solidified himself for sure as a day one starter next year, and it seems his football team for sure.
Well, what does that do for Mertz? I mean,
Here's the thing. There's always going to be competition. So, I mean, no one's going to go into spring camp and say, well, hey, Graham, just sit on the sidelines and watch Jack Cohn
sure.
for the next, 14 practices. But, yeah, I mean, he's earned it. He's going to walk into spring camp as a starter. And he's going to get pushed by Jack Cohn. I'm sorry, he's going to be pushed by Graham Mertz. He's going to be pushed by Chase Wolfe. And, competition is good. But, I guess as of today, if you're worried that Graham Mertz is going to transfer, that is not going to happen. I think he understands the position that he's in. He's not blocked in any way. You look at the guys who transfer, it's when 3 5-star guys go to Georgia in back-to-back recruiting classes, and they wonder why, hey, why am I not starting? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he has a clear path towards playing time. He redshirted this year. Jack Cohn's going into his senior year. And, once Cohn graduates, or if, Cohn gets hurt at some way along the road, Graham Mertz is going to have his opportunity. So, if you are that antsy and you just can't watch any more Wisconsin football until Graham Mertz is the starting quarterback, I feel bad for you because you're missing a pretty good one in Jack Cohn.
Well, I mean, that guy you should be talking to, he's not here today, so.
Yeah, Stevie's not here today, so I had to make sure that I answered the question. He's been freaking out that the dude's going to transfer. I said, chill out. He's 18 years old and having the time of his life.
Right, yeah. I mean, he's a starting quarterback at a Division I Big Ten school. I'm sure he's having a pretty decent time in Madison. I trust you that he is.
Yeah, I can only imagine he's finding himself and having some very,
you're talking
very
about
fun
Mertz?
Time. Yeah, Graham Mertz. I can imagine he's having himself some fun.
Real quick, the running back situation, though, I feel like there's no Jonathan Taylor or Monte Ball or Melvin Gordon after Taylor.
Well, I think you could be correct in saying that there's no one that you're going to look to next year and say, yeah, this is the next guy. You have Garrett Groshek coming back, and you know what you have in Groshek. You saw a little bit in Nakia Watson this year. I think he'll take another big jump. I think you like him a lot. He's just, if you look at the snaps that he has, and they've been limited, he's really impatient. He gets the ball and tries to run as fast as he can. I think once he learns a little bit of patience, he'll be pretty good. I think the staff is pretty high on him. So, we'll see what happens with him. Isaac Garendo's a guy that you saw in that Minnesota game on special teams. He's a running back as well, just a redshirt freshman. Julius Davis, he redshirted this year as a true freshman. So, there's guys that are going to get their chance now. Jonathan Taylor, a 99.9% chance that he's gone after the Rose Bowl. So, there's guys that will get their chance, and they're still going after some guys in this 2020 class beyond today's signing day that are big, high-profile guys. Rivals 50 kid, one of the top 50 kids in the country, Jalen Berger from New Jersey, the same place. Obviously Ron Dane.
Oh, that's their
Corey
pipeline.
Clement, yeah, that pipeline there. I think he winds up at Rutgers, but Wisconsin's right there. They hosted him for an official visit. And then Kevontre Bradford's the other kid to watch down in Texas. He's not going to sign during this early period. He's been on campus for an official visit, and it'll be interesting to see if Wisconsin can snag him. So if they come away with one of those two by February, I think they feel really good about the running back position.
John, great stuff as always, man. We got to talk sooner than it's been for us. It's been too long. We got a lot of recruiting questions to ask you. And also, hopefully, we're seeing Quintez Cephas for one more year at Wisconsin, because I'm rather selfish in wanting to see that.
Yeah. I doubt that, too.
John, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon, all right?
All right, guys. Have a great rest of the day.
That's McNamara giving us a lowdown on the Badgers signing day, start of the early signing period for your Wisconsin Badgers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.